WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Divided votes at last night's Bryan City Council meeting included funding for this year's Texas Reds Festival.
Debate lasted 40 minutes before the council approved the Downtown Bryan Association's request for $110,000. Rafael Pena repeated his call for the DBA to go through the Convention and Visitors Bureau application process for hotel occupancy tax money.
It seems to me like we're at a candy store. We're going to give you, you know, whatever you ask for, and this is what you're asking for. Things in my district. I know we're talking about hot funds, so, you know, to talk about BRAC, that's one of the things that can be funded.
DBA Executive Director Sandy Fair says their budget reflects the size of the event the council expects.
We picked up the ball from Texas Reds from the city, and we were never told we'll cut back or scale back.
The council is also split on the chain of command for a new senior advisory committee. An amendment was passed that the advisory group reports to the Parks and Recreation Board and not directly to the council. The main motion, as amended, passed unanimously. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Tomorrow morning's special meeting of the Bryan City Council has been canceled due to an unexplained conflict that arose after a notice was given the day before yesterday. The council was to consider three proposed state laws regarding Blinn College. State senators representing Bryan and Brenham have co-sponsored a House bill written by John Rainey. Charles Schwertner and Lois Kolkhorst also support the appointment of two Brazos County residents to Blinn's Board of Trustees. More information is on our website at WTAW.com. Texas A&M has announced the new location of their football fan shuttle bus service. Get to the Grid will be based at Momentum Plaza at University in Copperfield. There will be more than 1,000 parking spaces in a lighted location, which is about half the number occupied by fans who parked at the mall last year. A university spokesman says the difference will be made up by additional parking on campus. The College Station City Council has annexed more land near the Welborn community. The unanimous vote followed public comments the last 2 months. The only speaker at the last council meeting was an opposing property owner, Carl Hathaway.
We've been in this battle and argument for 7 years, maybe 8. The services that we're going to get, such as code enforcement officers, being able to go get permits, we have such a negative interest in this. We don't want it. Quite honestly, we feel like it is being forced on us, and it is being forced on us.
At last month's public hearing on annexing 233 acres in the area bordered by Welborn Road, Greens Prairie Trail, and Reuter Road, two speakers called for quick construction of sewer lines to the formerly rural area. A Bryan woman is dead after a two-vehicle crash on Highway 30 east of College Station the night before last. DPS reports 89-year-old Dorothy Perry pulled her car out in front of a pickup. A passenger in Perry's car and a passenger in the truck were taken to the hospital. The driver of the pickup was not injured. Another full house was in attendance for the 11th Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley Tribute Luncheon. Business owners Cherry and J.J. Rufino were recognized for their community service. Longtime friends who presented tributes included Sonny Lyles of Citibank.
J.J. and Cherry, through their leadership and their philanthropy and their gracious giving and their giant hearts, have enriched and continue to enrich our lives, the lives of our children, and everyone in this community.
Also presenting was Mary Mike Hatcher of Bryan Broadcasting. Foundation President Patricia Gerling announced they are launching a $2.5 million operating endowment campaign. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 55 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zwirneman Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zwirneman Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zwirneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.com. Express yourself with Zwirneman Flooring, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
The Purse is the Brazos Valley's best girls' night out, Friday, April 24th at the College Station Hilton. Designer handbags, jewelry, and more modeled by handsome, heroic Aggie veterans. Hors d'oeuvres and happy hour, live and silent auction benefiting the Brazos Valley Rehab Center. Reservations are $40 and available online at easterseals.com/east-texas. Join us at the Power of the Purse and get carried away.
Hi, Hi, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. We stand behind our certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs with a 100,000-mile warranty, and we can work with you on an easy payment plan so that you can drive away happy. We're Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, on Highway 6 at University Drive.
It's 7-Eleven, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Partial sunshine in the forecast for today. Our temperatures will make their way up to about 75 to 80 degrees this afternoon. Clouds will start to return overnight. Lows will drop down to 65. Tomorrow, lots of clouds. There could be a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, 80. Showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow night. They could be strong, lows near 65. Showers and thunderstorms for the day on Friday, and again, they could be strong, highs near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M baseball squaring off against Abilene Christian this evening. A&M softball taking on Lamar. A&M SEC swimmers, named SEC, the women's side anyway, lit things up with Swimmer of the Year and Freshman Swimmer of the Year. Plus, we've got Major League Baseball and Scott's favorite, the end of the NBA season, all coming up. We'll do it for you at 7:50.
It's in sight. Well, you didn't even mention Hockey Boy. You didn't even mention the Stanley Cup. I mean, that's going on, right?
Dallas is out of it, and I don't want to talk about
it. Oh, because nothing like having a Stanley Cup playoff game in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm telling you, that'll be.
Jonathan Toews is coming back for Chicago
I have no idea what you're talking about. I have no idea what that means. I don't know. What is he doing?
He'd been injured.
Right. Okay.
He'd been out for 2 months. He's coming back for their first playoff game.
Oh, okay, that's good.
You may not recognize it because his name's actually Toews.
I don't know.
T-O-W-S, pronounced Toews.
Yeah, all those guys pronounce their name funny. Guy LaFleur.
Well, you know, former goalie Patrick Roy.
Okay, yeah.
Pronounced Patrick Waugh.
All right, let's talk Samurai Swords then.
Konnichiwa!
Yeah. Very nice. You've probably heard the saying, bring a knife to a gunfight, right? 49-year-old Deus Costa of Argentina proves that may not always be the best advice. Mr. Costa and his wife asleep when they heard intruders around 3:30 in the morning. Although the four robbers were carrying pistols, that did not stop Mr. Costa from inflicting serious harm on the men with his Japanese samurai sword. So there you are, going at them. That's, of course, I don't know if that's something you want to keep in your bedroom with you.
It's
nearby.
A lot harder to conceal.
It is. It's tough to do that, you know. Of course, you don't have to, you know, take any lock off of it, probably. There's no safety on a samurai sword, that's for sure. So, we'll see. Candy Crush. Are you guys, if I say Candy Crush, what's your
name? I quit playing that a year ago.
Okay, all right. Excessive smart. And Kevin was strangely silent.
Well, because Kevin still plays every now and then.
Excessive smartphone use can, and in rare cases, lead to repetitive stress injuries. There's even a phrase for what happens when the tendon in the thumb constricts from too much texting. It's called texting thumb. But one orthopedic surgeon's office, guy comes in, 29-year-old, visits the orthopedic surgeon, because he has a torn tendon that was attributed to overindulging for his love of Candy Crush on his phone. Doctors say he played Candy Crush on his smartphone all day, 6 to 8 weeks with his left hand, while using his right hand for other tasks, probably like driving.
Okay. Or eating real candy.
Or it could be doing that, too. Again, it's a colorful game and things explode. Is that right? Is that good enough? Or does it have to be more than that to describe Candy Crush? I'm just asking.
I'll tell you what it is. It's a game that it's pretty effective at nickel and diming you if you're the kind of person who spends money on apps.
Okay.
They're really good about getting $1 out of you. Once that first dollar is gone, you're lost.
Not this guy.
Yeah, no. I haven't spent a dime on it, but it's... I know people who spend, you know, $20 on it, but it's a game. And you don't own it. You just,
It's all right.
People know.
It's a good enough idea that somebody's making a lot of money off of it, and I guess probably will continue to in some way, shape, or form.
They will.
Dan Price, he's the founder and the CEO of a Seattle-based credit card processing company called Gravity Payments.
Yeah, forced by the government to do this.
And read a research paper arguing that people who make less than $70,000 truly become happier by earning more money.
Price then decided to simply raise everybody's salary to a minimum of $70,000. Price's company, which he started over a decade ago when he was 19, has 120 employees. 70 of them will see their salaries increase, and 30 will actually have their salaries doubled by the new policy. To help pay for the raise, Mr. Price will drop his own salary to $70,000 from the million and redirect a good chunk of the company's expected profits this year toward them.
And what I said was a lie. He did it because it was a pragmatic business move for his business.
He has just gotten just a barrel full of free pub out of the deal, too.
Yeah, and I think that's probably it. Of course, there are a lot of folks who cannot do that, but no. I do. I kind of like the idea. Here's your experiment. Let's check back. Let's check back, say, on April 15th, 2017, and see how we're doing with that, okay? Because U.S. Americans being U.S. Americans, they'll end up finding a way that $70,000 is all used up, and they just got to have a raise.
Oh, see, I'm thinking the other end of it. If I was making $70,000 as Joe programmer,
all right,
and somebody that is sweeping the hallways is making $70,000, I'm walking in going, wait a minute.
All right, see? Well, you're being much more negative about it.
You're dang right I am.
Well, I think the word is pragmatic because...
Thank you.
What happens? And what happens when one of these people loses their job for whatever reason, but they're still expected to work? So it's not because they're injured, but they need to go find other employment. They're used to living a $70,000 lifestyle, but they have $40,000. Hold on.
Okay, go ahead. All right, go ahead.
They have the skills in the rest of the market of a $40,000 a year person.
Okay.
How do they adjust their lifestyle back down?
What the hell are you doing looking for another job when you're making $70,000?
No, that's what I'm saying. What if they lose their job? What if we no longer need your services?
Okay.
Okay,
that's the marketplace. Deal with that. Come on.
Well, I'm just
listen to you. Have you gotten Pinko while I was gone?
No. I think Pinko is giving him $70,000.
Well, okay, but they
if they're not worth it.
All right. Now, I don't know about downsizing. I don't know if his company's going to have to do that or not. I mean, I'm not sure. I don't know exactly what Gravity Payments does. Again, it just says it's a credit card processing company. I guess they're the guys who, when you swipe the cards, they handle, you know.
They're the one that make the nickel every time they swipe, if I had to guess.
Now, probably a fairly good growth curve on that. That's probably a successful marketing thing. And you're right. People could be losing jobs. That happens in any industry as time goes on. But consider, if you will, where they are today. If they were making 45 and now they're at 70, I mean, I know, they're supposed to take that $25,000 and do something with it, like build for their future and save. But they're not going to do that, again, because it gets back to what I'm saying.
No, do you know how many more monthly payments we can make on things we don't need?
Exactly.
Ding, 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 ding.
2 years from now, they'll be saying that. And it's, God, that $70,000 is just not enough. And they're more likely to become dissatisfied and then they leave there. Now, do you have entry-level people who make $70,000? How's that going to work?
That's what I mean. If anybody's on the upper echelon of that and looking at some guy that's starting fresh out of college, he's going to say, I need more than $70,000.
Well, then you can go elsewhere and try the marketplace is the way I'd look at it. But, you know, that's just me. It's an interesting little experiment.
I love it because it's his choice.
Yeah, little incubator right there. And, again, we'll see after 2 years if that's going to work. So it's 720. Pizza My Heart. This is a chain that is based in Northern California. Wouldn't that sound like something be based in Northern California? Received an out-of-the-ordinary request from a customer last week. Now, the customer ordered two large pizzas to be delivered to an address in Menlo Park, California, which is over near Stanford. On the receipt, the customer requested, "Send us your cutest delivery boy." Okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, uh-huh. Okay. Now, the chain assumed that tell him I'm Pret, okay, is what else they put on there, tell him I'm Pret meant tell him I'm pretty, since the number of characters, you know, was all that they could get within their delivery system. So, Pizza My Heart, located close to Stanford, this one is, and frequently receives odd requests from partying college students. Yeah. Okay. All right.
A common one is draw me a comic.
Okay.
Draw me or write a joke. Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Tell me a joke.
I've not heard of these people, but this time, when the employee arrived at the address, found something very different. A lone woman answered the door with a house decorated for a birthday party. But the party was missing one thing, and that was the guests. During a brief conversation on the doorstep, the woman explained to the boy that she had thrown a birthday party for herself and no one showed up.
Aww.
So she invited him in for cake, and he accepted. But what happened next shocked him. They talked and they sat and they actually laughed and visited with each other. And when he said, "I've got to go," he gets up, he gives her a hug, told her she was pretty, and left. Now the employee has received a warning from his manager that it took too long for him to deliver the pizza.
This sounds like a training film that would happen when I watched college.
Oh, man. I mean, there you go. You get to do something and you feel good. Yeah. A training film that what?
It sounds like a training film that you would have seen in college, for heaven's sakes.
What kind of training
delivery.
Film? Yeah. Oh, okay.
You know exactly what All I'm talking right, okay. about.
In a first for U.S. Americans, this is kind of, well, I don't know. This is interesting. A new study says we are spending more as a country eating away from home than we are on groceries.
And several surveys have shown that in some cases it's much cheaper.
To eat out?
Yep. Because of the portion size, you can get two or three meals out of those meals.
Oh, well.
And the opportunity costs.
You once again, okay, what is an opportunity cost having to do with food?
Not directly, but not having to cook it and clean it.
All right.
That's a huge burden on for a lot of people. Not burden. In their mind, it's their burden.
Okay. All right. Now, first of all, you're expecting U.S. Americans to not finish all the food on their plate.
I do not.
Okay.
A really easy way is just to take a knife, go right down the middle of the plate. And ask for your box immediately.
I ate at an eatatorium. Not their location here, was out of town, but it's very popular here. And I, quite honestly, had only eaten at it once, and it's one of those places that people stand in line in front of, you know, without mentioning names. Anyway.
Is it a cheese place?
Yeah. And
you said line. I went, okay.
The amount of food that they give you is staggering. I was astonished at the amount of food. There was so much. I mean, so yeah, I can see that there are opportunities for you to do that. But again, we're Americans. We're going to clean our plate. But I get your point.
Because there's starving kids elsewhere.
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
Exactly. According to the Commerce Department, I'm glad the way you take these guys take this data and just put a wrench on it, man, and turn it around. I like that. According to the Commerce Department data that was released this week, restaurants and bars raked in more in sales in March than grocery stores. First time ever. It's not all doom and gloom, though, for the grocery stores. Retailers like Walmart and Target and Costco also sell grocery items but aren't included in the commerce grocery store category. Now, I don't know. You know, the Targets here, I know they have food. They don't have what I would call tremendously extensive food. Walmart's pretty much in that business, though. Yeah. I mean, they certainly do, and we don't have Costco's, at least here locally.
Target has impulse buy food.
Yeah, well, yeah, I can see that. But, I mean, I know that in College Station they've upgraded considerably.
Yes, they have.
And, you know, there's
I see a lot of students shopping there. It's sort of maybe even dorm food.
Yeah, there you go. That's probably a good description. But anyway, those three stores that they categorize here do not fall within the Commerce Department grocery store category. So the numbers may be twisted a little bit, but I think the general gist is accurate. There are more and more people eating out for more and more reasons. And I wonder, again, in a community like this, if it makes a difference, the number of different restaurant options we have based on, you know, the student population that we have. And so that could twist it, too. But still, it looks like a little trend shift kind of thing. All right, 724.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cornerstone Home Health, Zwirneman Flooring, The Sleep Station, and Tom Light Chevrolet. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Good morning, it's 725. It's 725. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wine in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com. Looks like about a 20% chance of showers today and tonight. High temperature will be about 80 degrees today, and we'll stay pretty close to 80 actually all the way through the weekend, but the chances of rain increase. It's up to 60% tomorrow, 50% on Thursday and also on Friday during the day. Then Friday night, a 30% chance of rain. And right now they're telling us we're going to get to see some sunshine on Saturday and a 40% chance of showers again. With parents' weekend coming, you know, you want to have as good a weather as you can for outdoor activities. Right now we have fair skies outside and 54 degrees.
So you've got bed bugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, this week, Obama's campaigning against Republican proposals to reform the estate tax. Naturally, he's turning it into another bogus class warfare narrative. Now, he claims that Republicans would cut estate taxes by $270 billion, but only help 5,000 families. Obama said any budget that he signs has to help the folks who need help. It can't be that we're going to provide additional tax breaks to people who make more than $5 million a year at the expense of people who are really struggling. Well, the truth is many estates are the assets of small business owners, grown over a lifetime. Those business assets may total over $1 million, but small business owners don't make more than $5 million a year. It's a bogus claim. Besides, whatever they made wasn't at the expense of people who are really struggling. People who start businesses or run farms struggle themselves. They work long and hard to become successful. They pay their taxes all along the way. Obama and the Democrats insist on taxing them again after they die on money that's already been taxed a number of times. Yet Obama slurs their memories and their legacies by claiming that whatever success they've earned came unfairly at the expense of others. The lack of respect Obama and liberals have for small business owners is appalling. They demonize people that work hard to achieve the American dream. And meanwhile, Obama's out there living high on the hog off the very taxpayers he insults.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
All you know is the phones aren't ringing and you're not getting enough new customers to grow your business. That makes marketing your business online even more crucial. But where do you start? Who can you turn to for sound advice on implementing a marketing program that works? You need YP. YP is the largest marketing agency for small business in America. Starting as the Yellow Pages over 100 years ago, YP powers local businesses with marketing services ranging from web design to search engine marketing. You're the expert in your business, but you don't have to be the expert in online marketing. YP can do that. And they're giving you a free online business listing, an essential first step to having customers find you. 80 million potential customers visit YP.com and the YP app each month. And if you're not there, they can't find you. Discover the power that is YP. Claim your free listing and have customers find your business today. Visit MyFreeYP.com. MyFreeYP.com. MyFreeYP.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert.
There's a new location for the park and ride shuttle bus service to and from Kyle Field. Get to the Grid will be based at University and Copperfield, the home of American Momentum Bank and the Adam Corporation. The opportunity from Chief Executive Don Adam was praised by officials with the university, the A&M system, and the city of College Station. The offer to park at Momentum Plaza followed backlash from the local youth soccer community after learning Veterans Park was being considered. The lighted parking lot has more than 1,000 spaces. That's about half the number used by fans at the mall last year. The difference will be made up on campus. University officials also say this will be the only shuttle location. Some members of the Bryan City Council had asked A&M to consider a stop at the downtown parking garage. Most of last night's Bryan City Council meeting was a debate over funding for this year's Texas Reds Festival.
The $110,000 request from the Downtown Bryan Association passed on a 4-2 vote. Joining Jason Bianski, Art Hughes, and Chuck Condola was Al Sines, who considered it an investment in the arts.
I think we would be cheating our youth if we didn't in somehow or another instill in them an appreciation of the audio arts, visual arts, and all the many other arts that are out there that I'm not familiar with.
Another divided vote involved Bryan's new senior advisory committee. Mayor Jason Bianski moved to make the committee report to the Parks and Recreation Board instead of the council.
I know in College Station they report to the Parks and Recreation Committee. I think the two Parks and Recreation Committees can work together in Bryan and in College Station.
Rafael Pena, who wanted the senior committee to report to the council, said he voted with the mayor in order to create the advisory body.
If this were to go to a vote and it'd be 3-3, it would fail, and then the original motion would come into play, which we know the three who would vote against and the three who would vote for it, and by definition that would fail as well.
The committee will be made up of between 6 and 16 Bryan residents who are at least 55 years old. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Tomorrow's special meeting of the Bryan City Council has been canceled. An unexplained conflict was cited as the reason for canceling consideration of whether to endorse state legislation impacting Blinn College. Online at WTAW.com is the background information of three bills. Two are written by State Representative John Rainey. One calls for keeping revenue generated on the Bryan campus to be spent in Bryan. The second bill, which would appoint two Brazos County residents to the Blinn Board, has also been filed by in the Senate by Charles Schwartner, who represents Bryan, and Lois Kolkhorst, who represents Brenham. The southern boundary of College Station is expanding again. The City Council's approval of annexing 233 acres bordered by Welburn Road, Reuter Road, and Greens Prairie Trail followed more opposition by affected property owners in the Welburn community. Carl Hadaway said his wife couldn't come because the annexation has made her sick.
Honestly, I don't really think everyone here, the council, employees and such, really understand the stress that this puts on people. I really don't know how else to say it, but quite honestly, we feel violated.
Last month, Susan Marty was one of two speakers wearing T-shirts that said, "No annexation without sanitation," as a call to build sewer lines and hire more police officers.
The city continuing to classify the existing homes in this area as rural and using that as an excuse not to provide wastewater services and fire hydrants. It doesn't make sense.
City sewer lines won't be built, according to what the council passed, quote, until such time development and or redevelopment warrants the extension. A two-vehicle crash Monday night at Highway 30 and Bird Pond Road resulted in one death and two injuries. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says 89-year-old Dorothy Perry of Bryan failed to yield the right-of-way and turned her car in front of a pickup.
For whatever reason unknown to us right now, you know, she's 89 years old. I don't know if she just didn't see the truck or she misjudged the distance, but she did pull out into the path of the truck.
Morgan says a passenger in the car and in the truck were taken to the hospital. The driver of the pickup was not hurt. Two local business owners were recognized at the 11th Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley. Cherry and J.J. Ruffino thanked the full house attending the foundation's tribute luncheon.
The true spirit of community service is never about those who serve. Rather, how best we as volunteers can serve our community.
There's very few times that I allow Joe Johnny to do all the talking, but today is one of those. I just want to thank everybody very much. We're so honored, and you know, our community has given us so much. The little bit that we've done, we've received twice fold back.
Foundation President Patricia Gerling announced they are launching a $2.5 million operating endowment campaign.
We'll be seeking local foundation and business partners to join us in establishing a permanent endowment to help sustain the operations of a viable and yet growing phenomenal foundation.
The foundation now manages 60 funds totaling more than $3 million in assets. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 55 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news on the way at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Don't miss the stirring finale of the BVSO season as Brigadier General Joe Ramirez, Commandant of the Texas A&M University Corps of Cadets, narrates Copeland's inspiring Lincoln portrait. Under the direction of Marcello Busicchi, this concert will be a moving tribute to commemorate the 150th anniversary of the end of the Civil War. Tickets for the April 26th concert are available at bvso.org or by calling 845-1234. The Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, making music come alive.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Make the Chocolate Gallery a part of your Aggie tradition.
We offer officially licensed A&M products like handmade A&M bonbons and Gig'em Ice shortbread cookies.
Our chocolate Aggie ring crests, A&M University seals, and block ATM logos make perfect cake toppers and gifts.
Pre-order Aggie ring cakes for your special occasion from the Chocolate Gallery featuring Sienna's Cakes. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
The Aggie ring design is trademarked by the Association of Former Students and is used with permission.
Hey everybody in the Brazos Valley, Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Good morning. It's 7:38. A Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Partial sunshine in the forecast for today. Our temperatures will make their way up to about 75 to 80 degrees this afternoon. Clouds will start to return overnight. Those will drop down to 65. Tomorrow, lots of clouds. There could be a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, 80. Showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow night. They could be strong, lows near 65. Showers and thunderstorms for the day on Friday, and again, they could be strong, highs near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You can always play better.
That's Greg Popovich, never satisfied with San Antonio Spurs ever. We'll hear more from the wrap-up of the season as the NBA wraps up their regular season this evening. We'll also have more on Aggie baseball and softball, which also square off tonight, and more in sports here in about 12 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know any of the teams. That, I mean, I understand San Antonio's in it. I don't know who any of the other teams are in the playoffs. But, you know, the NBA has got to hate the way they are because their colors are black and white. They're in San Antonio, which a lot of people know where it is. But you could ask, like, 12 fans in Detroit, and they wouldn't know where San Antonio is. And just, you know, it's not a big media market, so it's not good for the brand to have something like that going on.
They're starting to bring back the pink and orange and teal.
Oh, are they?
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Well, I just, again, you don't go traveling and see a lot of people wearing the swag from the San Antonio Spurs. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, on the plate of NBA basketball, they're the vegetables. You know,
yeah.
You need them there.
Well, one of you guys put a post in here that it was like a party until San Antonio drives up in their Volvo. And they are kind of like the parents of the NBA. You kids behave now. We're going to come in here and rough you up a little bit.
Well, they're generic and vanilla on the basketball court,
yeah.
And they beat your brains in.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what they do.
That's it. We'll talk about some. We talked about it when it happened. When the San Antonio Rodeo comes, they can't play in the Hemisphere Arena, and so they're off on the road for a disproportionate amount of time. And I don't know how they did this year, but generally they do quite well not being at home, which, I don't know, maybe that speaks to the San Antonio fans. I'm not sure. All right, so we're talking a little while ago about at least based on the government statistics, for the first time ever, people are eating out more than they are buying groceries, okay, at the grocery store for food. So that's how they're doing that. And this, these are the kind of things that really bug me. Are we getting manipulated in ways that we, as general individuals, don't understand? Because we've been told not to go food shopping when we're hungry, because you're most likely to overspend on food that you don't need. Well, researchers at the University of Minnesota found that hungry volunteers spent 64% more money at the mall than shoppers who are not hungry. Apparently, hunger kicks in your human desire to hunt and gather, even when it comes to shoes, purses, and jeans. Since few of us hunt and gather, what? Do you think you didn't? Did you buy a cap because you were hungry?
No.
Did you buy a fleece because you were hungry?
No.
Well, you don't know that, dude. Are you sure?
Yes.
All right. Well, since most of us don't hunt or gather anymore in the traditional sense, shopping has become the new hunting and gathering. Also be aware that the scent of cinnamon, it seems to make you spend more. And if you're a woman, a study at the University of Texas has found that, women want to buy more stuff, okay, when they smell cinnamon. So just letting you know. Be aware those things may be going on and you don't know about it. That's what bothers them to me. Hey, it's April 15th. I don't know if you heard about that or not. The form that you're looking for is 4868. That's your extension. Okay. Just telling you. And, you know, so you need to get that done. Now, once again, we remind you all the time, yes, you may file the extension, but if you owe the money, you have to pay that now. That has to be done. That's just the way it is. 133 million individual tax returns being filed this year. Only about half will be filed before April the 1st, or have been filed before April the 1st. The rest of us don't do that. Do you want to talk about how many people don't pay taxes? No, I don't know.
No, we don't want
that'll
to do
just
that.
Put you in a bad mood, won't it? Oh, okay. If you do owe, don't make your check out. Remember to IRS. That's because if the check falls into the wrong hands, they could change the IRS to MRS and then put somebody's name.
No.
Instead, you're supposed to write Internal Revenue Service, but I know there are people who think of all sorts of other things they'd rather write in there of what they think of the IRS, but you need to write in Internal Revenue Service.
Yeah, don't do that either. They, you know, that just gives them an excuse to go, okay.
Yeah.
Watch how big a jerk I can be.
Yeah, just do what you're supposed to
doing
do.
Doing a pretty good job of soaking the rich, though.
Yeah?
Top 1% paying 45.7% of total taxes.
Oh, now you see.
1%.
Yeah. You keep rolling those facts in there. People, it's so much better to have someone to be angry about, to have tell the government, there, go over and get those people. You take that away when you start bringing those facts in. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying the only way to fix it is for us, even the ones who pay, to pay more.
Yeah, that's right.
Lower down the scale, yeah. Down the totem pole.
Oh, and by the way, don't complain. Just pay the tax. Okay?
Hey, it's your civic duty, which is why we're trying to unburden the people at the bottom end of the scale, I guess.
Well, no, don't you remember it's un-American to not pay your taxes?
Exactly. And so yeah. I think the bottom 50% might be un-American.
There you go. Roll that out. Happy tax day to you.
That's just logic.
I understand. So the Department of Transportation is concerned about airline seating. The government advisory committee looking into whether a lack of leg room could also be dangerous for passengers' health and safety. Oh, my God. It doesn't matter what it is. As long as we can put public health and safety in there, right?
Yep.
Then we can do almost anything. Yesterday, a flight attendants union testified at a committee hearing that the reduction in personal space has led to more air rage, with many of the incidents going unreported. The lack of space could also lead to problems with evacuations, because while the government runs safety tests with 31 inches between the rows, some airlines are down to 28 inches. And just anecdotally, because I've just been on an airplane, there are a lot of big people. Okay, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
That's very genteel of you, Scott. I'm proud of you.
Thanks. A lot of big people. I was able to keep my elbows up against me for 3 hours, so really enjoyed that. But, but you know, that's not the airline's fault that there are that many big people. You know what I'm saying? And so I don't know what they're supposed to do. Now, here's the deal. If they start playing the public health and safety card, they're going to go, oh, okay, well, we'll take out three seats on this side, and we'll take out three seats over there. And now we're going to need to pick up that revenue. So how are we going to do that? So then they'll come up with, you know, one other way to do this. Oh, by the way, here's a deal. I didn't know this, just real quick, because the flight I'm leaving on is overbooked, okay? And you got all these people doing carry-on things. I never knew, because I don't fly that much, I didn't know that the airline will waive the fee if you're willing to go ahead and check your bag that they, you know, normally would stick you for $25 for.
Mm-hmm.
If the flight is really, really sold out, then they may waive that charge.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't know that.
So. I didn't either.
All right. Go. Just letting you know. Now, I don't know if it's because of the first story that this happened, but Southwest has unveiled their new seats in their future Boeing 737s. And they're unique in that they're giving you a little more room. They're making their seats wider by 7/10 of an inch.
What? Does this sound like, so you can wear a belt.
I don't know. Does this sound like something out of The Onion? Grand total will be 17.8 inches. 17.8 inches. That makes the seats the widest economy seats available in your single-aisle 737. The seats, which begin to roll out in mid-16, so go ahead and have another Twinkie, lightened the weight of each aircraft by about 200 pounds, meaning better fuel economy. Hmm. I can see that. But
and their new ad campaign, right. Size
yeah.
Matters.
Yeah, 7/10 of an inch. Hello?
Yeah, you know, they say cinnamon makes people want to shop and eat and everything. When you're on that airplane, if you tap a little sulfur powder on your shoes, people will spread out and give you
Focus
rest.
On the Family is brought to you by Drs. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Child's Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click Child's Dermatology.
Yesterday, I told you why infatuation is one of the most common dangers facing marriages. It's because infatuation can lead you toward an affair before you're even aware of it. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Dave Carter has studied the causes of infidelity for more than 30 years. He says people really don't wake up and decide, I think I'll ruin my marriage today. Affairs usually come about slowly, without people realizing they're drifting into dangerous emotional territory. So to protect your marriage, keep on the lookout for warning signs that your emotions are drifting. It may start by saving topics of conversation for somebody other than your spouse, because in your mind, they understand you better. You could be sharing intimate details about your marriage with them. Let me just say that your feelings have definitely gone too far when you look forward to seeing the other person more than your spouse. These indicators can be subtle, but they're important. Infatuation is a dangerous fire that burns all it touches. So much so that Dave Carter offers a stern warning. You can't resist infatuation once it's taken hold. You can be vulnerable if your marriage is in a dry spell. So turn toward your spouse instead of turning toward someone else. You can avoid making one of the biggest mistakes of your life if you keep an eye on your relationships and keep your emotions in check. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199, 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Think of all the different ways a computer now interacts with you in your business every day, with your employees every day. Business owners, think about how you depend on your computer system. And speed does make a difference. And internet speed is something that suddenly business has that is that cannot be equaled by anybody else in town. Right now we're talking 50 meg as the new Suddenlink minimum speed that's available. Now you can get download speeds up to 150 meg, but understand that 50 meg is 16 times faster than the 3 meg that you get from DSL. So you can get your uploads, your downloads, your file transfers done in seconds rather than minutes. You didn't used to back up your files, took too long. Don't have to worry about that now because you can quickly back them up to the cloud and protect all your critical information. Plus, because of that, because you have that much speed, you can have more and more people using more and more devices at the same time in your business. So be ready for the future if you're not there yet, or continue in the future with the 50 meg as the new minimum speed for businesses. Get in touch with Chad Cowan at 595-2413, 595-2413, and find the business solution that's right for you, or go to suddenlinkbusiness.com.
Time is money, and you can save a lot of time by turning that two-day business trip into a one-day business trip with Brazos Valley Flight Services. Their air taxi takes the stress out of traveling. Your trip will be quicker than driving, and unlike major airlines, there are no long lines, connections, or lost luggage because you don't need luggage for a one-day trip. Save time and money with BVFS. Call 979-260-6322 or click bvfs.net.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards & More. It is 752. The number one Texas A&M baseball squad is hosting Abilene Christian and the Wildcats for a Wednesday night affair. They'll be at Olsen. Aggies entered the game with a perfect 22-0 non-conference mark, a perfect 10-0 midweek mark, and a 33-3 regular season mark. Not too shabby. The Maroon and White have already matched their regular season win total from last year, and there are 19 regular season games left on the schedule. A&M has hit home runs in 9 consecutive games, including 6 games with multiple dingers, and the Aggies have 20 home runs over that span. Expected to take the bump for A&M, freshman right-hander Turner Larkin. Abilene Christian is still TBA. First pitch tonight, 6:35, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. The number 23 A&M softball team hosts Lamar University this evening. First pitch coming at 6:35 in the midweek contest on The Zone HD 95.1-3. Following an impressive junior campaign on the hardwood, Aggie guard Daniel House has announced that he will be returning to Texas A&M for his senior season. After transferring from the University of Houston this past year, he was named All-SEC First Team with the Aggies. Courtney Walker was named team MVP for the Aggies during the A&M Women's Basketball Banquet held at the Brazos County Expo Complex. Student-athletes, coaches, and fans gathered to celebrate the squad's 2014-15 season, which saw the ladies post a 23-10 record and earn a spot in the NCAA tournament for the 10th consecutive year. A pair of A&M swimmers were honored by the SEC. Senior Sarah Henry earned SEC Female Swimmer of the Year honors, while freshman Burrell Gastelodello was named the SEC Female Freshman of the Year. In Lone Star Baseball action.
Fastball hit high in the air to right. This should end it. Reddick moving toward the line, camping underneath, and he will squeeze it. The A's have won back-to-back games in Houston, Texas. Oakland back over 500, and they win tonight by the final of 4-0.
Rookie Kendall Graverman pitched into the sixth inning. Four relievers completed the shutout to give Oakland the win over the Stros. The A's stay in Houston tonight for a 7-10 start. Robinson Chirinos uncorked a career-high 5 RBIs for the Rangers.
High drive, well hit left center field. Trout going back on the track.
looking up. That ball is history. A three-run Jimmy Jack for Robinson Chirinos.
He wound up with a dinger and a double to lead Texas over Los Angeles and the Angels 8-2.
I was just trying to get ready to hit. I mean, I've been working hard in the cage with Dave, and I just giving my service chance to see the ball, and that was the difference tonight. I was getting ready to hit, and I was able to see the pitch and recognize, so it was good.
By the way, Cleveland Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel was at the Rangers game last night. He ended a 10-week stay in rehab the previous Friday. Rangers and Halos square off in a matinee game. First pitch today at 1:05, and you can catch that on the Zone HD 95.1-3. In more Johnny football news, Cleveland left tackle Joe Thomas said last night at the Cleveland Convention Center after the team had unveiled their new uniforms that the Browns were aware last season that things were, quote, getting in the way, end quote, of Johnny Manziel's commitments. ESPN's Teddy Briskey had this to say yesterday on His and Hers.
It's good that he's sort of trying to push the reset button on his life. You give him a clean slate coming in, but you're not reestablishing my trust because you didn't have it.
And the regular season for the NBA wraps up tonight with Portland Trailblazers forward Nicholas Batman. He's got a right knee contusion. We'll miss tonight's finale against the Mavericks in Dallas. Tip off there at 7. Utah is in H-Town to take on the Beard at 7. And the Spurs finish up in New Orleans at 7. Coach Greg Popovich is still not satisfied with the NBA champs, though.
You can always play better. You know, we're doing a great job as far as progressing, but we want to continue to get better, you know, as the playoffs begin.
And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
With Texas leading the nation in drunk driving deaths, Uber is working hard to make sure a safe, reliable ride is always within reach. New users who download the Uber app and enter the promo code RIDESAFETEXAS will receive $20 off their first ride. Uber, it's more than a convenient ride. It's a powerful tool in the fight against drunk driving.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more what we do.
Have you experienced a Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik and Carrier for your indoor comfort, and we'll show you all your options. If you decide to replace your system with an energy-efficient Carrier, we'll give you cash back for your old equipment. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, Malik proudly installs Carrier and services all models with discounts for military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. License number TACLA 92622C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
What's all of this?
Most of my important documents, you know, client information, legal forms, documents, they never leave my site.
Well, have you heard of Embassy Records Management and Storage? They offer shredding and storage services.
Go on.
Embassy has a state-of-the-art system that enables you to store, track,